Creative people, welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hala Citron, and we are so happy that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. I am owner and founder of I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing, and I am on a mission to expand the definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush and empower people, especially adults, to own their voice and talents that come in so many different forms. This space was created to talk with people with all different kinds of jobs, hobbies, and interests, and to have conversations about experiences and perspectives all centered around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think that it's important? And then we have a free-flowing conversation, and we see where it goes. So I have had the opportunity to talk to musicians, Reiki masters, mediums, doctor, lawyer, real estate agents, and so many more. And these conversations explore the reality that creativity is not cute. It is necessary. People have defined it as, people have defined it as their soul's essence, courage, imagination, basically all that we are and want to be. So sharing these stories expands one's thinking and opens up self-expression to feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. So my inspiring guest today is Carly Welder. Carly has studied and consistently implemented self-healing practices such as yoga, meditation, breath, chakra work, reprogramming the subconscious brain, holistic nutrition, and the mind-body-spirit connection for over 7 years. Carly provides life-altering transformations by teaching her clients how to achieve a healthy, intuitive, sustainable lifestyle without sacrifices. Carly, welcome to the space.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Hi, so happy that you're here. Welcome. So can you give us a little bit more of a background of, I'm hearing some feedback, actually. I'm hearing some echoing. Do you hear it on your end?
No, I don't actually.
No? Okay.
But I came outside to enjoy the sun, but I think I have to come back inside.
Well,
how's that?
I'm not sure. Let me hear. Okay. No, I still hear. I still hear some feedback. Do you have headphones in or no?
No, I don't. That's funny because I didn't when we spoke the other day, but I can put them in really quickly here.
I know. It's weird. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
It's had a mind of its own. Okay, give me a two shakes here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, that's a lot better, actually.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't hear the feedback.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so, Carly, you can try and go outside, too, if you want, if you can.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Hot and sunny here.
Yeah.
A little work break, sunshine talk. I love it.
Is it? Good. So Carly, so please give us a little bit more history. I want to hear more about you.
For sure. Ooh, where do I start? I could talk all day long about myself.
Here, I'll give you some framework. Okay. So I know when we had our initial talk, freedom was a theme very much of what we spoke. So maybe if you want to start from there and then we can kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, for sure. So it's now I know, but I never knew this for so long. And I spent most of my 20s trying to create so much freedom in my life. How can I trade? And for me, freedom to me is trading less time for money. So then I can enjoy and have freedom to do whatever I want to be doing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I felt so much pressure from society growing up and watching my friends, you know, do the typical, you know, get themselves in the thousands of dollars of debt, you know, they have their degrees or masters, whatever, you know, then they buy the mortgage, put themselves in more debt, and then they have the husband and, you know, the dog to match, the whole shebang, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And the white picket fence.
Yeah, I always say that. I'm like, and the white picket fence to match, right?
Yes, yes.
But I felt so much pressure that I needed to follow suit. But I just saw them like living paycheck to paycheck, you know, barely having any time for themselves, you know, having only 2-week vacations a year. So I did what created the most freedom for me. And that was I continued being a waitress and a bartender because I could trade the least amount of time for money doing that. And I was making more than most of my friends that had degrees. So it just made zero sense to me to, you know, put myself into so much debt to do something that I wasn't even sure where I wanted to spend my money. I've always been passionate about health and wellness. And so I did go back to school and I got a diploma in holistic nutrition, which typically when people hear that, they think I'm a nutritionist, which yes, I am, but it's a mind, body, spirit connection. So it's more, just a lot more than that. So, you know, that's something that I utilize with my clients now is reaching their version of optimal health in a busy world. You know, how can you make space and time to stay consistently healthy and have an intuitive, healthy lifestyle? You know, you don't need to make the sacrifices when you eat with your intuition. You know, when you actually just listen to your heart and your highest self, your body always wants to feel good no matter what. It doesn't want to feel like crap. And I think that's a big missing piece, is people just always lean on other people for the answers. You know, they look outside of themselves. You know, with all the things thrown in our faces, it can be very overwhelming, you know, the different diets and, you know, all these things, but they're not long-term sustainable health. But going back to my freedom, I guess. So I did that, and that was probably like 8 years ago now, I believe. And I never ended up doing anything with it. I think I tried to start my own business, but I gave up so quickly because I wasn't on my journey yet of healing myself and having enough confidence and trusting myself and was open enough to be one with all that is and knowing that, you know, no matter what I do, it's going to happen sort of thing. So, you know, I was still stuck in society's programming pretty much. And so I gave up very quickly and I just kind of dismissed that. And at the time too, as well, holistic nutrition was up in holistic health in general was up and coming. And in my town, the only job was working at a health food store for minimum wage. So again, I was like, no, I can't pay the bills that way. Like, that's not going to get me anywhere. So I went back to serving and then traveled in between because that's, you know, the most freedom that life gave me. But I felt so much pressure watching my friends, you know, grow, get older, you know, do their thing. And I was like, hey, well, I was sick of serving at that point too, you know, for doing it for so long. And I'm like, well, what can I do, you know, that's, you know, gonna provide me the most freedom that I can trade the least amount of time for my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I forget how old I was. I was around like 26 or 27. I was dating this guy, and he bumped into this guy that he knew from years ago and sold him on this whole laptop lifestyle thing that was going around on, I'm sure you saw years ago on Facebook. It was like, quit your 9-to-5, got this laptop lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. It was quite the like thing that was going around. And you know, I was like, sweet, well, yeah, laptop lifestyle, yeah, that's perfect, that sounds good to me. Yeah, no cap on my income, yeah, that sounds good to me. Trading less time for money, yeah, I'm in. Okay, cool. And you know, it was a big learning lesson for me. And you know, I spent a lot of time and energy and money investing in this business, and I never really had seen any success with it because it wasn't in alignment with who I was. I felt sleazy. It was lifestyle marketing. I was portraying myself as someone who I wasn't even there yet. And it wasn't in alignment with me at all. And I kind of had my aha moment one day sitting out grinding away, trying to get people to sign up for this stupid platform so I could make some money, because I was so focused on making money and not just serving, right? And not being in that place of abundance. And because I wanted to get out of serving so badly, right? So, which is kind of funny too, that
you know, all those skills as being a server for so long has transitioned into me being a really good server for other people, right? And
yeah,
in business and my clients now, which is funny because I can, you know, tackle all different types of personalities, right, and people. And, mm-hmm. you know, the universe, I think, was building me up for this, right? It's like, it's so funny how, and same with my holistic nutrition background. I did the reason why I did that, right? Because you can't, well, for my business now, right? I mean, the work that I do is really helping people, you know, discover their soul purpose and live in their soul purpose and be of service and work less and receive more like I am, right? And, you know, people, I don't even know where I lost my train on that. I'm like, I'm off on tangents. Where am I here? Help me here.
Well, you know what? I mean, just everything, everything that you've done, it sounds so cheesy, but everything we do is for a purpose. But literally, yes. I mean, it really is. And customer service, I have always said this, every person should have a customer service job, yeah, and whatever that looks like, where they have to actually relate to the community and relate to people and use their communication skills, whether that's waitressing, whether it's working a cash register, whether it's working at a deli, whatever that looks like, because those skills, that's a sociological experiment right there. Like, you learn all of your skills in those places because you're going to meet every kind of personality and you have to know how to work with people and how to communicate with people. It's so friggin' important.
Yes. Totally. And yeah, I didn't know at the time, but the universe was setting me up for this, right? It's like, I know everything happens for a reason, right? There's a reason why I took that, you know, my training and got my diploma in holistic nutrition, because so now I know, like, what I was getting at is, you know, you can't get to this place where I'm at right now in my life if you don't have your version of optimal health already, right? So
right.
That's something that I'm like, at first, the first thing off the hop I do with my clients is, okay, like, where are you at in your health and what's your day-to-day like? Are you stressed or are you overwhelmed? Do you have healthy routines? You know, a lot of these people don't, and just getting that down packed first, and then we can go into the deep work, right?
Oh my God, that's amazing. And it's, as you're talking, I'm thinking it's a zigzag line. It's a curvy line. It's a spiral. It's not a straight line. Like, we don't go from point A to point Z in a straight line. If you do, that's really kind of different. But it's like all of these curves, because life kind of just, stuff happens. And you're like, oh, didn't expect that curveball. Oh, didn't expect that. Oh, I may have to like be circling around for a little bit. And then you're like, ah, I'm dizzy. Like, I don't want to go in a circle. There's lots of twists and turns. And it's just amazing because you've really gone with it and grown into yourself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, get me back to that aha moment, affiliate marketing. And then I shifted into my holistic nutrition stuff because then I had the confidence online and, you know, I had done some personal growth because I did a lot of personal growth with that community, with the affiliate marketing community. It was amazing. Great experience. I have business partners now that are like my business best friends, you know, from that experience. Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, it got me to where I am. Like I said, everything always happens for a reason, right? So yeah.
Right. Okay. This is going to be rich. It's going to be good. Okay. So, Carly, our fun little would you rather question to start off with is, would you rather be friends with a friendly ghost or a friendly vampire?
Friendly ghost or friendly vampire? Ghost, for sure.
Yeah, why?
Well, because then I can ask them if I can communicate, you know, with my deceased ones, you know.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like direct line, like bring them over.
Exactly. I can use them as a channel so I can speak to them.
Yeah, I love it. I was thinking about that question and I was like, a friendly vampire, that could be cool, but what if they decide not to be friendly anymore?
Exactly. I'm like, no, vampires, not so cool. All about the spirits. Maybe I can help them transition over, you know? They're poor ghosts. They just want to transition over, you know?
There we go. You are a server, true and true.
Yeah.
I will help you.
I'll help you.
Okay, so Carly, so let's dive in. And how do you define creativity?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even think about this. I just usually like winging these things. That's how I roll.
It's but good.
Creativity means so much to me, and it means so much to me more so now that, you know, I've really stepped into my leadership and, you know, who I truly am. And, you know, COVID actually really brought this out in me hugely. And creativity means to me is expressing your divine feminine energy within you. That's mm-hmm. what it really means to me. And however that may be expressed, because your feminine energy is your creativity, you know, that's your sensual energy, you know, that's that beautiful energy that's really been shunned upon for years. And we're all, again, programming society is such a masculine energy society, and creativity brings out that feminine energy in me. And that's that beautiful energy that attracts things in, attracts that abundance, attracts in, you know, the goals that I'm going for, the life that I'm going for. That's that receiving energy. So when I think of creativity, I think of receiving energy and being open to receiving things. And yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's before I said, in another talk with somebody, I used the word balance. I said it's achieving that balance. And what they pointed out was, because the whole masculine and feminine, but what they pointed out, which I thought was really a good point, this was kind of in a different context, but I think it'll apply here too. She said, I don't think it's so much about being in balance, but it's being in harmony. And I was like, huh. And she said, because when you're in harmony, it's kind of, you're kind of vibing with it. I'm kind of putting my own spin on it now, but you're kind of vibing in it with where you are at that time. Because we were talking within the context before with her where, you know, you have stuff gets busy. So there's the family or there's friends or there's work, and it's kind of finding the balance within that. But she said, in it being life, there's the natural times where certain things are kind of going to override something else. It's going to be more of a work time because maybe you're on a crunch, or there's going to be more family time because you're on vacation or you're making that a priority, or maybe someone is sick in the family that, you know, you need to spend your time there. So it's kind of finding that harmony of being okay with where you are, as opposed to the word balance, which I don't know. What do you think on that?
I like that. To me, I feel like harmony and balance is kind of, for me, when I, like, when you say that to me, I kind of understand it as one and the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because being in balance is in harmony for me. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like sitting here. I'm like, oh yeah, this is audio because I'm thinking. You can't see me.
I know. This is so different. I have never done anything like this before. Yeah, I like it.
I do it all the time, but I'm like staring off into space. I'm like, okay, that's just dead. That's dead air right there. So.
Yeah, you can't see me. Sorry.
But in a, this is just, you know, it's a conversation and it's a back and forth. So. Let's kind of do a deeper dive into more about when this all started for you. So 8 months before COVID, you kind of had a download to do all your modalities and let it flow. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of do a deeper dive into that for us, if you could.
Like explaining how it happened?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. Like what kind of, why then? Like why? Because that's where... And you touched on all these things where it was stuff that you had learned, but you hadn't fully implemented it yet. So why do you think it all melded together at that point where you were like, okay, this is it?
I at the time I had a coach, and she constantly was always leaning into your intuition. Intuition, let your business guide your intuition, like let your, you know, that was her thing. And that really, I think, created that space within me to realize that, because my last coach that I had was just like, do this, do that, just all masculine, just
do whatever I tell you to do and you'll be successful sort of thing. And, you know, as I've had many coaches before, I know and I understand that, you know, what works for them, it doesn't necessarily work for you. That's for sure. And leaning into your intuition is, yeah, that's your highest self. You always know what's best. And I just had this big thing that, like I said, this download that I needed to do what I'm doing now. And now I understand why, because of what's going on in the world right now. And I guess being able to, you know, being the teacher that I am, really to help people understand it, and that I've been through it, and that I've done the work, and I continuously still do the work, and how to do the work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've lived what you teach.
Exactly, of course, yeah.
Well, I mean, but not everybody does that. There are people that can claim to teach something, and it's a surface. It's kind of like one of these things where, in another podcast too, we talked about, just the quote came out of, basically surface learning or deep learning, which do you want? And here it's where you're not, when certain people teach things or coachings or whatever you want to call it, there can be, it's like, oh yeah, I've kind of done that. Or it's, I've really done this. Like when you're passionate about your mission, you're really doing it from a place of, I want to help people. I want to serve because I've been through this stuff, and I want to get you excited about why it's so important and how it's going to change your life.
Yeah, I like that. Would you say surface level
and deep level?
Deep level. That's true. And that's kind of how it was with when I was doing the affiliate marketing stuff, right? Like when I'd speak to, you know, potential people that were going to sign up, leads, whatever you want to call them, I'm like, well, I'm not even at that place, you know, like how do I even share with someone or try and guide them, or even for that case, sell them, right? And pretty much what I was doing is trying to make a sale. How do you make a sale when you're not even there yet and you don't even know how it works?
Yeah, right? yeah. You're not in it.
Yeah, you're not in it.
It's funny because our son, he's 21 and he's found himself in door-to-door sales, which is just amazing to me. I never thought he'd be doing anything like this. And he's selling roofing. So basically it's free inspections. If you have damage to your roof, it's free inspections. And if there's damage, it gets paid through insurance. But I bring it up because he believes in it now. Where he's like, you know what? I'm giving them a service. Like, they have a screwed up roof. Like, their roof is really damaged. Yeah. And they can either pay full price out of pocket, or the company really does have a good track record, and we can get it for them for just them paying the deductible. So he's like, I'm really being of service. So now with him really believing in it, it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree. Like, how can you, yeah. How do you sell anything? We don't even know how it works or how it goes. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I was thinking when I lived in New York, we, years and years ago, I was selling tickets to like Broadway shows and different things.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They were cold calls where we just had the list in front of us. Yeah, when you said you were an affiliate, but that just was like, oh my God, could you just put pins in my eyeballs? That was horrible.
Yeah, I hear you. And it was so bad too when I was doing affiliate marketing, because people didn't respect my time. They thought I was a scam. It was just like, oh geez. The whole way they ran it was just not good.
Yeah, and it's going back to it, like I really, and I think this will be kind of a theme throughout, but this whole concept of freedom, I love how you really grasped and held on to that early and really kind of realized these parts in your life, like how can I keep this freedom, have this time freedom and money freedom where you're doing things you didn't want to go the regular route, which I totally get. Neither one of our kids are going that college general route. and you made it work for you and you gained your skills. And then you went back to school when it worked for you, which didn't necessarily pan out right then, but then has fast forward, you know, is all encompassed in what you do now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think too, like the huge thing with going forward in now today's world is everyone doesn't need, no, people don't need to be going to university and college anymore. I've self-taught myself so many things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the internet is such a vast place too. I shouldn't say, I actually didn't, most of my teachings have been a lot of downloads, honestly, but a lot of books and actually implementing the things in the books. Whereas a lot of people just read them, but they don't actually implement it into their lives.
Yeah, I think the word implementation is a good one.
Yeah.
I think that things have their purpose, and for schooling, and we don't have to spend a whole lot of time here, but for some people, it's kind of a place where, you know, they create connection and they do learn like things like being a doctor and a lawyer and all this kind of stuff. Like, yeah. but I do believe too that really strongly that the actual hands-on aspect is huge. And I truly think, this is just standing on my pulpit for this, but I think that grade school to high school should all be changed and be a hands-on experience, like true experiential learning. Because that's where there's true engagement and implementation of like real life skills.
Oh, I agree. The system's completely ass backwards, I always like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I say they set you up for failure, really, unfortunately.
So let's move on to the second question, which we've kind of touched on some stuff, but I'm curious to hear more about how you incorporate creativity into your own life.
Oh yeah. I didn't even get into that, so I'm glad you asked that because I was going to tell you.
Yeah, I am sure there are lots of stories on this end.
Yeah, but I'll tell you some really cool fun ones because I know we don't have all day to talk, but I love doing moss art and rock art.
Ooh.
So I started getting into moss art over the winter. And I would just take, like, I actually would just take ugly pictures in my house that I'm just sick of looking at anyways. And you just go to the dollar store, you buy a whole bunch of preserved moss or whatever. And then I'd go out in nature. I'd just go pick up a whole bunch of things in nature, get some glue them all together. And it looks so beautiful. People come into my home and they're like, wow, those are so amazing. I should sell them, honestly. I've seen how much they sell for on Etsy and stuff like that. But it's really, really fun. You just go in nature and just grab a whole bunch of things and just throw them on there. It's so fun.
So wait. So you're putting them on, did you say a picture?
Yeah, like some sort of canvas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just like would glue it over top of like an old picture that I was sick of looking at anyway.
Okay, I gotcha.
I just did one around my picture frame camping, actually. I didn't like the frame anymore, so I did moss art around it camping.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you have to send pictures.
Yeah, I'll have to. It's actually awesome. And then I had this other great idea of, you know, propagating, like putting the ends of your plants into water to like grow and to soil.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, it's kind of like this trendy, well, moss art's pretty trendy right now, but like propagating, just like having nice vases with just propagations in them as decorations.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought, ooh, I can incorporate my moss art in this. So whenever I have like empty glass bottles, you know, like maybe special balsamic vinegars or things, little glass bottles that look really cool. I've done wine bottles as well. And putting moss inside of the water. And then the propagation coming out of the top, it looks so beautiful. And then you put little colored rocks on the bottom.
Oh, whoa. I'm actually looking at some pictures now of moss art. And wow, yeah. So all the colors. So you get all this color variation.
Yes.
Going on.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you can buy like, you can do fresh stuff, but you can also, you know, I have one in my bathroom that I just bought like fake flowers and stuff like that from the dollar store just for like a pop of color and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's living ones. Like, I have a living one as well, but it's not as bright and vibrant as if you have, like, depends what you want. You can do whatever you want.
Cool.
Yeah. And then my other thing is rock art. Love the rock art. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've heard of, like, the Kindness Project, where they – people are painting rocks and leaving them out in nature for people to pick up, sort of thing. Yeah. So I had this another download, great idea to make this, and it's in the works. I've launched it, but it's not like I don't have much too much time to put into it right now, but it's called The Awakened Rocks, and I started an Instagram page for it. So it's to help people become conscious. So I paint these rocks up, and then I write little messages on them that are to do with making you become conscious. So, like, for example, one of my rocks said, embody your inner child. And another rock said, stay grounded. And then I make sure I spray them and they're waterproof. And then on the back, I write a handwritten note explaining what it means for people. And then having my Instagram account at the bottom, and then folding the little letter up, and then having a plastic bag on that back of the rock and putting it in there. And then leaving it out in my favorite nature spots for someone to find, and saying, please don't take this rock home. Leave it for the next soul to find, to help people become more conscious. And then they can follow my account. And then my big goal that I'm going for is having other people paint beautiful rocks, awakened rocks, put them in their favorite nature spots, and then send me the pictures, and I can put them on the Instagram account. So I'll have beautiful awakened rocks all over the world.
Oh my gosh, that is friggin' genius.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
It's almost like I was thinking of people taking the picture of the rock, almost like that Flat Stanley. Do you remember? Did you ever hear that Flat Stanley, like, gets mailed to one person who then mails it to another person who mails it to another person, and then it comes back to you?
Oh, okay. No, I haven't heard that.
It's like when they're the kids, and then they have to, like, tell a little story about Flat Stanley and then move it on to somebody else. But if people took pictures of the rocks and then posted them on your Instagram and said, you know, and how it made them feel or something.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, to get people to create their own and then spread the word, it's like the ripple effect. That's beautiful.
Exactly. That's my sole purpose, to help people become conscious. So that'll like helps trickle the effect around the whole world. And how beautiful is the Instagram account going to look when there's rocks all over the road? All over. Oh,
God, so exciting.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I know. I got to put more energy into that for sure.
So much goodness. So much goodness. So, okay. So we got moss art. We got rock art. The propagating and the nice vases and decorations. What else do you like? How else do you incorporate creativity into your life?
Well, within my business, of course. I mean, writing copy, content, you know, being in Canva. I love all that stuff. Building, you know, pictures, editing photos. I love photography too as well. I like taking photos and editing them. Building, I'm always creating things. I'm a creator. I like creating things. So creating something out of nothing, that's kind of my thing. Any sort of like, that's really my creativity. But also I should say my huge passion too is cooking and being creative with that.
Tell us more.
I'm an expert at making healthy recipes out of nothing. I don't use recipes ever. But I'll sometimes like have inspo, and then I'll just adapt it into whatever. And that's, you know, what I teach my clients is, how can you actually create delicious, healthy recipes without having to buy these specific weird ingredients and go to the grocery store, you know? Well, you know, when you find that recipe and you're like, but I need that one weird ingredient.
You're like, what the hell is that? Yeah. I've never heard of it.
I might not even like the recipe to begin with. I'm like, and then you're like, where do you even like try and build it? So yeah. I love that stuff. It's so funny. People are like, send me the recipe. I'm like,
oh. I can't.
So that's why I created the only cookbook with no recipes as well, because you build your own meals. So that's how I help people do that, so they can do that as well.
So can you give like a little framing for how that's done? Because I'm curious. So do you build people like, so with the cooking and helping people on their journey through this, and learning people's, you know, what they like, what they don't like. So is it kind of like go into your fridge and cabinets and see what you have? Or is it a combination of intuitively go to the store, pick up things that feel good to you and see what we can make out of it? Like, how does that work? Is there kind of an idea in mind of what you're making?
Yeah. So, I mean, first off, for anyone is figuring out what foods are best for you. So many people eat foods that their body doesn't agree with them, and then they wonder why they can't hit their health goals. I'm like, yeah, because you're not even supposed to be eating meat, you silly. Because they're not even, they're not aware. They have no awareness around their body. They're not in tune with their body at all. So like just starting off with the basics and, you know, recording your food for like 7 days. Okay. How did you feel after? Were you sluggish? Did you get bloated? Did you, you know, did you have gas? Did you have constipation, diarrhea? Did you feel nauseous? Did you get a headache? You know, all of those are symptoms. Those aren't natural things. You shouldn't be feeling like that after you eat. And if you are, then there's something in that food that you ate that doesn't agree with you and you shouldn't be eating it. And or you need healing within your digestive system or your mindset. You know, there's so many different dynamics to look at with that stuff. And then from there, once you know, okay, now I know what I can eat. Okay, we'll go out and buy the foods and then start building it, but always building it from a frame of not, again, that's programming is growing up huge was for me is building your meals around your meat. Right. It's like, okay, I'm going to have, what kind of meat do I want tonight? What kind of protein do I want? Okay. Chicken. Okay. What's going to go with chicken? Right. No. Okay. So it's like, okay, so you look in your fridge, what vegetable is going bad? Which vegetable, like, right. Like we don't like wastage around here. Right. You don't want to waste your food. What vegetable is going bad? Okay. Maybe my zucchini is going bad. Okay. Now I'm going to build a meal around my zucchini,
yeah.
sort of thing. So like framing it differently and going into it from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I appreciate that because it goes back to learning about yourself and the awareness of yourself of what actually works with your body, what's good for your body, because there is, I have a naturopath that I go to and I swear by her, and I honestly haven't been to her in a little while, but my body isn't feeling great kind of because of that too. Cause admittedly I haven't been in as connected as I wanted to be lately. And I appreciate what you're saying is after you eat something, when you're not supposed to feel bad after you eat, it's just not supposed to happen.
Yes, exactly. And then people wonder why they gain weight and stuff like that. I'm like, when I go, see, like I intuitively eat, right? So when I go into it, I still eat all my favorite foods. When I go into eating a whole medium pizza, because yeah, I pretty much dome a whole medium pizza to myself. I go into it, thank you. I am so grateful for this food. It is going to give me exactly the nutrients I need that I need right now that I'm deficient in. That's how I go into eating pizza and I feel great.
Right? Oh my gosh.
It's all about how you treat it. It's all energy, right? It's all about how you're going to receive it.
That in itself is a huge mind shift because it's not like, oh my God, I shouldn't. There's the guilt attached to it.
Yeah.
There's the resentment for what it could do to your body afterwards. So, oh, or I'm being sneaky and oh, I'll just cheat and I'll have some pizza. I'll probably feel like crap after, but I'll do it. But instead, you're saying, go into it saying, thank you. I will receive from this the ingredients and it will nourish me.
Yeah. And I always say to everyone, like intuitive eating is your body always wants to feel its best. It doesn't want to feel like shit, you guys. So you need to understand and recognize if you're gravitating towards a pizza, you're gravitating towards something that maybe isn't a very healthy choice. Maybe it's chips. Well, maybe you're really low in sodium. You know, that's what your body needs right now. Yeah, like it's all about your relationship with food. And that's really truly how you reach your version of optimal health. And what beliefs have you built up? Limiting beliefs that you've built up around that as well, too, around your health.
Yeah. Yeah, which goes back to the title that I gave this, Healthy, Intuitive, Sustainable Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So talking about that, I mean, gosh, it's so much mindset. And changing all of that? Because literally, I mean, God, I know when I get kind of caught up on something, it's kind of like your body just tenses. Mm-hmm. And then your shoulders move closer to your ears. And then everything becomes like tightened up. And that's not doing anything, any part of the body any good.
Yes, I agree.
So I love that. Okay, so what else? Is there anything? I have a feeling you're a traveler.
Yeah, well, I already said I traveled throughout my 20s there.
There we go. You did. So that's why I had that feeling. There we go. Thank you.
I love traveling. Yeah. And I definitely am wanting to travel more, but, you know, kind of stuck here.
Tell me some of the places that you've gone where you were just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Sorry. Come back here. It's hard. That's a hard one. I love Thailand, Cambodia. Guatemala was really amazing. Peru, Colombia, all those places. Yeah. I'm like, what's your favorite place? I'm like, I don't know. They all have their good and their bad. Some good things about other places and some that's not.
Well, when you travel, do you travel with people? Do you travel alone? Do you do both?
I have done both. My biggest trip, and I was gone for 8 months, was alone, actually. And once I got home from that, I was like, yeah, okay, I don't think I could ever do another trip like that where I was alone. You get lonely at times. You do. And I was like, it would have just been nice. However, I saw a lot of other people stress about, you know, I can't do this because they don't want to do that, and this and that, and I can't do there because they don't want to go there. And I'm like, I do whatever I want. So, you know, there's like two sides of that too, right? So
yeah,
if anything, it'd be only traveling with one other person. I would never travel in a group. I saw so many people travel in a group and I was like, oh yeah, it was a nightmare for them. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because our son, after high school, he went to Costa Rica for 2 months. And he actually went on a program where it was a group, which was kind of different for him because he's not like a huge fan of people, but he ended up loving it. But it kind of wasn't like a group thing where they had to travel everywhere together. There was a lot of open time. Anyway, he loved it. But then he went to Spain for 5 weeks with this other program. And he just didn't jibe with the people. And he kind of went off on his own a lot. And I'd get a lot of calls from Spain. And he was just like, I am so alone.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what, babe? But this is actually good. Because you are learning so much about yourself right now. As much as it might suck, you're learning so much about things that you like, things that you don't like. Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone in a huge way.
Oh yeah, I can say how much I was outside of my comfort zone so much. So much.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely grew a lot on those trips for sure.
Yeah, so as much as it can kind of stink, he came home and it was very positive in those ways. But when it's kind of like being in the thick of it, doesn't always feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I hear you. There was a lot of times where I'd call home and just be crying, be like, I'm homesick, you know? Yeah, so. But there's a lot of times where everyone at home was like, where are you at? You know? I was like, oh yeah, I'm just doing my thing, you know? Met a group of people, been traveling with them for 2 weeks, whatever, you know? So.
But is it?
Times where, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. But then there's times what?
Where you're alone, right? Where you like, okay, well, that group leaves you. You're on a different path, you know, and then it's like, oh, no, I got to start all over again. No, it can be exhausting too a lot of the times, you know, meeting people all the time and doing like the whole, oh, how are you? Where have you traveled? Where are you from? Blah, 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 you know, that sort of stuff can be really exhausting too. So,
yeah. Right. It's like starting all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think there's a lot to be said again with that topic of freedom. that in doing this traveling, which we're talking about, it's having that freedom to make choices, to be able to go to places, to be able to explore. But it's such a life thing, isn't it, that we kind of get stuck in these moments and it doesn't feel so good. But yeah, when we kind of look back on it, it's, what am I trying to say? When we look back on it, we see, oh my God, that was such a moment. Like, that was such a good opportunity. And sometimes, like, I was in Italy and I was with a school program and I was in Venice and didn't love Venice. Venice was beautiful and there was a lot of amazing aspects to it. But I wasn't fully there mentally. I was kind of like, at the time my husband was my boyfriend and I was just kind of like missing home and kind of like getting all caught up in this other stuff where it was like, oh my God, Hollis, what is your problem? Why were you not fully there for those 6 weeks that you were there?
Yeah, of course.
Aw. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. So just kind of like talking to that point that with perspective, it's just kind of, you know, you are where you are when you're there.
Yeah. Exactly. And it made me so much stronger and even more independent. And people, everyone at home was like, no, are you going to be safe? I'm like, yeah, yeah. I definitely had some sketchy situations, but, you know, I'm still alive. So it's all good.
Yeah, so it's all good. So there we go. Well, thank God for that. It's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to welcome our live listeners. So thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. And we are getting to the top of the hour, so we are moving on to the third question, which is kind of tying everything up and putting it in a nice little bow on it. Why do you think that creativity is important?
Ooh, why do I think creativity is important? I think the biggest thing for me, and that ties into talking about like the feminine energy that I was talking about,
yeah,
and being in balance and harmony, like we were talking about, because, you know, we're so go, 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 action, action orientated. And in order to receive what we want, we need to dig into that more and sit back and let things come to us. And that's why really important, and it lights up your soul and it brings out your true authentic self and who you are, you know.
Yeah, so not a big deal. Just kind of like everything.
True. True. But yeah, it's so important, you know. That's when the biggest, you have like the biggest breakthroughs and the biggest moments, and when you're the most present, you know, and where you can just be in that moment. And everyone struggles with being present. It's just, you know, so that really helps you become more present and get out of your head.
Yeah, it's that over analytical side. Mm-hmm. Well, I should be doing this and I could be doing this and all of those things that end in O-U-L-D usually aren't the most helpful for the mindset. Should, could, would.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, we're a society that's focused either on the past or the future and never in the present moment. And all we have is now. So that's
important. So on that note, Carly, can you please tell people how they can connect with you?
Yeah, of course. Facebook is my main source of communication. Just my personal profile. I have a Facebook group as well, free Facebook group. I have an Instagram account too, and that Awaken Rocks. But I also have a website as well, so www.coachcarly.com, but coach with a K and Carly with a K and two E's. And yeah, those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it has been so amazing speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been fun. I was excited to talk about creativity because it's really changed my life, honestly. So yeah,
it's really, well, it's definitely oozing out of you. and so many of the things.
I know, literally.
It literally is. Oozing isn't the most beautiful of words, but everything is.
Funny, that's why I laughed. I was like, oozing, guys. I'm oozing with creativity.
Oozing. So can you please leave our listeners with some kind of words of wisdom?
Yes, I would love to. And I think I almost say this on every single podcast because people need to hear this more, that they deserve more than whatever they have, and that you hold all the keys within you, all the answers, everything that you need to know in order to be happy, successful, abundant, fulfilled, have a purposeful life, all within you. And you just have to stop ignoring it and tune into it. Yeah.
There we go, listeners. Stop ignoring it. Tune in. Be present. Be in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. Love that. Well, I appreciate you. And this space is all about inspiring, sharing, and connecting. So please like, follow, and share so we can get these stories out there so we can lift each other up and be a community and be connected, because this is so much of what we need. So I wish you a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, wherever you are in this world, and be talking to you soon. Bye, everybody.